حضرت حاجی صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ is commonly called سید الطائفہ, is the head of this entire جماعت. جماعت of who? جماعت of the صوفیہ. حضرت حاجی صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ از ناٹ یٹ میرڈ اینڈ دا وومن فولک یوز ٹو سی ٹو دا گیسٹ ویٹنگ سم اور گیسٹ کمنگ ایٹ سم اور ٹائم دا وومن فولک ول ہیلپ آؤٹ ویدر اٹ واز دا سسٹر ان لا اور ہوور. The Muslim style was, there was a lot of humility, a lot of cooperation, and not showing any attitude. Why must I do this? I'm not responsible for this. It's not my obligation. So that wasn't the Muslim style. Muslim style was, it's you have to share in the moments of happiness and the time of difficulty, we need to share. What can I do and how should I do? Well, their mind was like this, that as Allah Ta'ala will distribute the sawab, we'll get a share. So our cooperation and our being cheered up at the time is our sight is in the hereafter. Father Sayyid Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he was quite informal with me, very informal. And then he would speak about his first wife. He's missing the name now. The name starts with a Z. He's missing the name. What was the name? Huh? Zarina, yeah. So, I will now engage with him because he wants me to engage. So what is this? You're always talking about Zarina, Zarina, what it does be like this. He says, no, you don't understand. There's any need in her home, you know, she won't pull up her face. With a smile, she will just do it. She says that once the Cape Townian Jamaat came, about 40 people, at about 1 o'clock in the morning. And I had to just hint at her, and she got up with a smile, and my family was living next to them. So it's a small, very small kitchen. You know, like nowadays you've got a big-sized bathroom. That was the kitchen. But in about 1.5 hours she wrapped it up, warm, hot, rotis and 3-4 varieties. She got everything. And she will find satisfaction in seeing to the guests. Then he tells me after that, but after she passed away, so the children obviously they're very fond of the mother. So they would ask, make dua, you know, see my mother's position. Saw her in Jannat, in state-of-the-art kitchen. So, مَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَا. Allah Ta'ala doesn't forget. We may forget, but Allah Ta'ala doesn't forget. So that was the style of the woman in the past. A lot of humility, a lot of modesty, and want to cooperate. I was thinking just now, you know, that these are the values that we have to work towards. Humility, modesty, and cooperate in good works. Not advertising people's faults. Humility, modesty, and cooperating. There is some need here, and what's to be done. This must have been about 1981. I just made Dikar at the time. 1881 was Hazari's last. It was around 80. So, my problem was I never learned to drive then, and not now. So now, if you cover up, you're not driving. You know, South African people like gypsies, you know, can't be staying one place. Today here, then tomorrow there, picnic, camping, hotel. Like it's haram to be at home. In the weekends or the holidays, it's haram. That's how they're keeping it. A lot of them made it that she didn't complain. Maybe once, you know, she could have just taken me once. Made. After that, she saw my style and she just cooperated. Now, the only day that she got to go to see her parents was a Sunday. Now, incidentally, about two blocks away, two houses away, some Mutala uncle was living there and he passed away. So she's telling me now, because of all this, she had prepared now. They look forward to the event, all the sisters will come and, you know, they'll talk and whatever. So now everything is cancelled, we're going to help out. The auntie's alone, old man there. So whatever happens now, the funeral now, the people will come, arrangements have to be made for the mihman to sit them down, feed them with something, whatever. Right now, we'll go there and we'll assist. So that is the thing that we have to work on, and the men and the women. See, we train our children in a secular way, right? So the secular way is coming from cold places. So our children, girls, boys, all become cold. And that's not the way of Islam. We say, ta'awun, help out. Assist. Go and see that person's problem. And whoever takes this, then he's honored. One man comes here sometimes, so he says, you know, his son was in one of the popular schools, very popular schools. But he couldn't match the standards. You know? So they were discouraging him from that school. So he had to go into a government school. Was that school nowadays? At the start of the age? Huh? Yes. Now that? See? Not yet. The government school without that fear and all that. Hardly, yeah. So he put him there. And not even 8 months, and the boy picked up so well that the brightest boy he'll get the honor of addressing the assembly. This boy now had the chance of addressing the assembly. So I'm wondering, what happened to this boy? See, his Muslim work is all done discreet, quietly. Working on individual, the second one, third one. You're not worried about yourself. So one woman teacher, she took pity for this child. And she said, I'll work on this child. And she brought him up. The parents are crying in happiness. No name, no fame, but in my own time, I will see to this boy and bring him up. She brought the child up. One was like written right off. That was a Muslim style. Our Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib, rahmatullah, he was the same. So when we started the madrasa here, so he would say that the bright boys you all keep, but the boys that were right off, send them to me. But you see this style. And now, this whole tasawuf and this khanka is for ikhlas. So, first one, name, how popular I am. I'm getting some acknowledgement, some credit, that people are talking about me, they recognize me. So I ask you, what happens to the class? Now you work on this class of people, they're very, very appreciative. We once in Nizamuddin, really we wish to go take the students all the centers there. So Hazrat Imamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatali, he was on the first floor. And he was addressing some crowd, I think it was from Bhopal. So Bhopal have a yearly istima. And the istimas are not like ours. They will attract about 100,000, 150,000 people. So the arrangements also are elaborate. So the whole Jamaat had come to finalize the whole administration of the istima. So all the satis were in agreement that a certain Molana, and he looked like, you know, like Shanobar, he must be appointed as the Amir of the whole istima. He started crying. And he's saying, I can see, witness that whole scene. Well, I'm not at all capable, I'm weak. I was shocked when Hazrat he just quoted the hadith. He quoted three, four hadiths, and with all the references. Not just that, but with the references. So you see, what was the style at that time? Cooperate, help out the down people that are downtrodden, weak, how to bring them up. They say some of our senior ulama, the Shaykh Ulun Rahmatullah, etc., right? In this study days, they were counted like the weakest of the students. But the ustaz had a lot of love for them, and they worked on them, right? When they work on them, they became the Shaykh Ulun. And he's the ustaz of everybody. Whoever can think of, be the Mujahid of Islam, the Muballigh of Islam, the Muhaddis of the time, the Faqih of his time, the one that made Tajdeed of Tasawuf, whoever. So that's why they used to call him Ustadul Kul. Now, he worked on these people here. And each one became, to say star is, it's an underwrite. But I can't find another moon. You can't say everybody is a moon. Everybody is a moon. Each one that he worked on. He worked and he worked and he worked. But that was that ikhlas, sincerity. So, I'm just showing you what was the Muslim spirit at the time. And now it is me and my children. Me and my children. That's the whole spirit. I can remember the day. The husband isn't right, right? These things I saw with my own eyes. Husband isn't right. But she will still work, break her back, right? There's no food in the house. But then, she will just take some herbs or something from the garden and have some ordinary putu, and that's the meal that is served. Her mother is very wealthy, but she won't mention that to the mother, maintaining the respect of the husband. Allah Pak blessed her. Children were born. Some became ulama, some became buzrugs. But how they prospered? See, his cooperation, understanding, humility, these are the sifat. Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi, his last visit, sitting in the madrasa, he says, what is the object here is to create sifat. It's not just khuruj, you know, so many jamaats. That's good. We don't say don't take out jamaats. But what is the idea to create some sifat? Create the sifat. So wherever that person is going, and you can see now this is a Muslim. The Shaykh al-Hadith in Nizamuddin was Ubaidullah Balyawi Rahmatullah. So he was in Dioban, and then he studied some kitabs in Sanpur as well. So he was here, so he's telling me himself, very, very great about this. Like you can't find that. He will speak like this, fluently speaking Urdu, with that fluency he speak in Arabic also. Same. So he was the first Amir in Medina Munawwara. And then he was replaced by Sayyid Khan Saraf. And he complained to Hazrat Jihan Zai. What was the complaint? He said, I'm afraid of myself. A lot of people are getting attracted to me. The Arabs, you know, and horse, they're coming to me. So for my own iman and my own safety, I'm coming back to the Arabs. But you see, what is the fear? They don't want any type of popularity. They don't want any type of name. He says, I'm studying in Deoband, and I was counted as one of the most intelligent. Because if there's a debate, they would put me in front. It was so outstanding. So just then, that first Mewati Jamaat came in. With the kurtas till about half the shin, the eyes to the ground, and each one had a tasbih in his hand, and there is some concern on their face. But I can see all of them are all jihadis, all farmers. But I say, hey, this is the group. Just that sight that impressed me. So that Muslim, what we are supposed to be working on is this sifat. Nobody knows, it's just between me and Allah Ta'ala. I did the work, it's over. See that? The Jamaat went to Tunis, it was Algeria, what is it? Now they got a style to work on people, right? Allah bless them, reward them. So they came up to one old Tunisian, and he is drunkard. Old, 65, 70 years of age, and he can't leave that addiction. But now they got a story, style, and these people, they don't give up. That's the problem. They're beyond the case. Keep working on the person. Now that old man is saying, there's no chance for me. See, all my life I've been drinking. I'm hooked on the bottle. I don't leave this thing here. So what do you expect of me? So now the Jamaat is saying, no, Antum Abuna wa Sayyiduna. You are our father, you are elder, you are the one. Somehow, they wrapped him up, brought him to the masjid. Had a bath, everything, he came sober. One of the elders of Jamaat is telling me the story. He says, and then the second day or the third day, you're all fast asleep, you know, very fast asleep. And I'm hearing someone making dua, and he's crying very bitterly. Hearing the words, you know. They speak Arabic, so the words. There's this muttaqeen, they got the support of their taqwa. Abideen, they got the support of their ibadat. The righteous, they got the support of their righteousness. Another, I got no support. And he's crying and crying. And just after one day, he passed away. But now you see that he cried as a shaheed. He died as a shaheed. See, in fear of Allah Ta'ala and expecting the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, what's greater than how he lived, and they worked on him. But that was the whole theme of the work. Low profile, nobody knows, doing the work, and carrying on. But building the sifat. So it's important that these elders, we study their lives, their personal lives, see what was their life about, what was their theme, how they worked, whether in Jamaat, whether in Khanqa, whether in Madrasa. But these elders, what was the whole focus, how did they work? But sometimes we lose that sight, and we just take randomly. Right? Well, Hazrat liked ginger beer. So that becomes your tasawuf. The whole tasawuf becomes Hazrat like ginger. So let's drink ginger. Or when Hazrat Ji passed away, rahmatullahi, now I had to tell some people, And then you would sit like this for 5 hours, 4 hours, and no changing of posture. Always topi is what? He's got his topi, right? So now, and you just look at one, two things, you know. Hazrat, you should sit like this, and he had this topi, so that's what was doing. Right? We agree that he did this. But see what was this man's life all about. Do you think about that? You know? Nobody knows. In the middle of the night, some old dihati is sick. Hazrat is sneaking out and pressing his feet. Nobody knows. Absolutely. That person realizes Hazrat Ji Ramatari, and that's how it leaks out. But you see how they're working. Someone is not feeling well, he's preparing that medication. You know, Hakim medication, boil sonia, take that herb and sonia. He's preparing it himself, knocking at the door. Who's that? Masihullah came to give a medication. But you see how they worked. Very discreetly, quiet. So can you expect any fitna from them? In fact, the fitna will come and it will just die out. Comes by them and it dies out. You know how the waves crash on the shore? They just die and have to go back. They can't move beyond that. So the fitnas are coming with such force. They come, they crash, and they're going back. They come, they crash, and they're going back. I used to wonder about Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. You know, sitting there, so Mufti Sahib used to be around, I would sit by him. He was not around, I would sit by Qari Sahib. Sitting there, you know, Qari Sahib is like an international figure, the whole world. Even the Indian government, they will consult with him. Indira Gandhi's time, she will consult with him. But you won't, you know, so many diverse, such diversity, but with all that, you won't find rebirth in it. No rebirth, no cutting tails, this side, that side, that side. But what a genius of a person. Now it's some political thing, and someone had to mention someone, you know. Or they're going to jail now, you know. Ulama are going to jail. Now, I'm looking at Qari Sahib, how is he going to control the whole thing? You know, it's a difficult one. So that he just brushed it off. He says, maybe they got some political masala, you know. They got something in their minds. It'll be for the masjid of the Muslims. Therefore, they're doing it. And he carried on. Navigated his whole talk. Navigated. But now, Qari Sahib could have taken points. Ah, this person here. Qari Sahib has some differences with him, right? And he could have taken advantage over the situation. But he brought honor to the person, navigated his way. Nobody can carry the tale. But you see how they worked. They did things quietly. Allah Pak knows between them and Allah Pak. Allah Pak took work out of them. It's unbelievable what work Allah Pak took out of them. Like you look at a person like Mawlana Siddiq Sahib Rahimahullah, right? Unbecoming, you know, you won't say he's the man. You won't say that, right? But now you go look at his whole lifestyle. He came to the madrasa about two or three times. You know. But that simplicity, you know, he left that mark of his and he went. But now, he worked in conditions, how it was. And the people are on the brink of kufr. All they know is some urus and all that. Nothing of Islam, no namaz, no roza, nothing. Right? They don't know about Islam. That is about turning, right? One peer will come and they will give all the gifts to him yearly and he's gone. Now, Siddiq Sahib would have to work in that condition. I was going to this town here and then they are stoning him and chasing him out. They literally stoning him and chasing him out. And in all the conditions, he's still working, persevering, working. But now, the work he did after that, you know, I won't be exaggerating, but more than 5-6 million Muslims came on the track. where they were just moving away. And he worked, he persevered. He and his wife, right? But they worked, and they worked, and they worked. And they brought them. They brought them on the track. Sometimes Dawat, Tabligh, sometimes Khanqa, sometimes Madrasa. And he's not wasting his time. And nobody knows. Nobody knows that he's doing all this work. Quietly he's doing Dawat also. And he called on Istima there. And Hazraji Imam Hasan Sahib had to come and grace the Istima. Now it so happened that it's not raining, it's hailing, pouring. Well, Siddiq Sahib said, hey, I call all the seniors now, and what's going on here? So he came to Hazraji for dua. And Hazraji gave him a smile, broad smile. There's an Urdu saying, Jahan Mola, Wahan Shaya Dola. Jahan Mola, Wahan Shaya Dola. What it meant, what I understood, is the Shaya Dola is like a king, right? But he's a Buzrug as well. So, the king says, what he says, we are in total conformity with Allah Ta'ala. So, Qubul of Allah Ta'ala, it happens, so what? So what? If it happens, then what? But now, see the work that he did. Now, Mu'ad worked in this type of places, and he persevered. After a few years, they fought all that period, all that, and they got hooked onto the Jamaat, into Mulana, right? What a Mulana says, and they go with that. But you see now, the work they have done. So each one of these people that came in that era, you know, was like a shining star. Well, you only got to know about them after they left. And as they were around, nobody knows about them, no popularity, nothing exciting about them. But after they're gone, then you get to know this is what they done. So this is why we are here to learn that ikhlas, sincerity. So we start off with the Haji Sahib al-Muttalib. To make you understand, well, see, Shaykh Hamdan should say, jisne hamare akhiri futuhat ke zamane ko dekha to wo nakam hai. Who saw the latter portion of our lives and things began to fall, recognition, popularity, etc. They saw that, so they are failures. They are the failures, right? But those who examined the initial years, you know, how he persevered, not what he did. I look at a person like Hazraji Rahmatullahi. He is sent by Hazrat Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullahi to Jalalabad. Jalalabad, nothing. After, I think, 1960, no lights, no proper water, absolutely nothing. But now his sheikh asked him to be there, and he's there. Even if, when we are there, I think three-quarters of the time there's no lights. So someone can afford it, they've got generators, etc. But he's living under that condition. His son passing away, first wife passed away, second wife passed away. And he's carrying on, like absolutely normal. Absolutely normal. Composed, calm, and he's working. Allah blessed him with students. If you look at the field of hadith, etc., right? Hadith, then he produced a person like Mawlana Salimullah Khan Sahib. So he was the head of the Wifaqul Madaris, and he was known for his hadith. No, there wasn't any person at that level. But he's a product here. Last year, he must have gone to Deoband to complete. Otherwise, it was Hazrat that prepared the person. But how they worked, see how discreetly they worked. Quietly, a weak student, work on him, give some time, encourage him, bring him up. But now you go and see now his roots, who prepared the person. Then you look at the Jamaat side, then it's Mawlana Jamshed. Right? So Mawlana Jamshed was like the second in charge after Bayadul Wahab, etc. Right? The second. But now who prepared him? you see who prepared it. I'll be looking at the Futuhat, how popular it's standing in the istimas, etc. But did you see how and who prepared the person? So Maharaj Jamshed came here once. So I went to meet him. He came to Springer Beach to meet him. So he's talking about his beginning, right? He says, I used to be in the house of Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Sahib as a child, small, and I used to take up the water, right? Up to the time we were there, there was no communal line, pumping the water or drawing it out of the well and taking it up. So he used to take the water into the house. So he was small. And when he turned about 10 or 11, so Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullahi asked him, "Beta, tumhari kya umar ho gayi? What's your age?" So he said, from that day, he understood straight away what Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Sahib was inclined. So he would leave the water at the entrance and he would announce, "Pani a gaya, uska intizam kya jaye," bas. But you see, so he said that I had been there, then I was referred to Hazrat Rahmatullahi. And Hazrat Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullahi was so pleased with me, inshallah, he said, "Wherever you go, Allah will make you successful." But you see these people, how they worked. Quiet, discreet, unknown, right? It has worked. And the two things that was in them, one is the humility and modesty, and the other was that you got a senior, just listen to him. But you got a senior, so just listen to him, whatever he says. Some things may appeal to our understanding, and some things may not appeal to our understanding, but this is what the senior wants, and let's go with it. We'll get to know things afterwards. They have rode the waves, they have seen the times, they are very, very experienced people, so they know what's going on. It will take us a whole lifetime to understand all these things here. So our responsibility is just to listen to them, move with them. But they won't do anything without permission, and they won't do anything without the elders' happiness. He must be happy. And in the quiet moments also, no gribbert and cutting tails this side, that side, good thing, absolutely. Hazraji himself, rahmatullahi, after Muhammad Ilyas Sahib passed away, then he connected himself to the Shaykh rahmatullahi. And he would say then, that I don't want to be independent. I don't want to be independent of my elders. But I saw the same thing in Ibrahim Devla Sabakhtar. Although he's so great, right? But then, when he realized now, Hazrat is gone, and I need to re-correct myself, and he corrected himself to Akhil Sahib. Akhil Sahib told him also, "But now you don't need all this thing here." So now I don't want to be an independent person. I want to be connected. Matat ban karke rehna hai. I want to be under someone. I don't want to be an independent entity. Then Shaitan will get me after that, obviously. So, you see how great they were, that they kept themselves under someone. Now, these things that we don't want. You know, I lose my freedom, I can't do these things here. So, here, they present the whole case before Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullahi. One is, you know, one person comes to Thanabun, and he's got all his saman, everything wrapped up. Hazrat ja raha hu ijazat hai. So Hazrat very smart. Hazrat says, "This is your itila hai, your ijazat. You came to inform me, or you came to ask permission." Because there's a difference in the approach. Got all your saman, everything here, and then you say ijazat. Is that the right way? That's an ittila. You came to inform. So say it's inform. Came to inform. Don't deceive. So that was the teaching of Maulana Thanvi Sahib. Don't deceive. Don't have a deceptive approach. Very, very pure, right? One person sent a hadiyah to Maulana Thanvi Sahib. And he says, "You know, Hazrat, make dua, get barakat in my business." So he sent the money back. Now we're wondering now, a person sends big sum, those days India, right? 5,000, 10,000, big money, pretty big money. And they send it back. He says, see, he sends this and a request for dua in barakat, right? Now, if there was no prosperity and barakat in his business, he says, paise bhi gaye, my wealth also bhi isko. I did get the barakat also. So both sides are lost out. Then he says, see, hadiah is done, what? To cheer the person up. It's a small thing or a big thing, but it's done for what? To cheer up. But now, see, I want, you know, barakat my business. I'm giving you something. So now that's like a, either a bribe or either now you're buying some du'as. It doesn't leave a good feeling. But he came just for the sake of muhabbat and chiya, bringing this. It just changes the whole perspective. So Mawlana wanted this honesty. Because he saw that people's mizad are all mixed up now. Mixed up, they're not like honest as they were initially. A lot of it came after the English had come to India. A lot of these wrongs came in, minds were all mixed up. People are exposed to secular education, etc. So it takes the toll on their minds. So we want to come and correct all these things. So we're talking of the Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali saw a dream that Nabi Sahib had entered the house and he is taking care of the kitchen, right? And he asked those women to go out. And he says, Haji sahab ke mehman ka intizam main karta hun. Main unke mehman ka mezban hun. I'm going to be the host of his mehman. I'm going to be the host of his mehman. So as Haji sahab understood the meaning of the dream, that now, up till now, we are just, oh, I'm coming to you. Now ulama will come. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fastawsu bihim khayran. People who come to you in atrafil ard, people come from different places. So you must see them well, right? They come to seek knowledge. When they come to seek knowledge, then must be good to them. Because they are my mehman. So he understood now the indication now from this point now, ulama will come. And truly, and it wasn't long after that, Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah, he linked up with that. This is how the whole thing starts there. And how this thing started off was that, see this Baroki Sunnah, right? It's all dead now. Everything is dead. Yeah, they're not making a move without asking. Hazrat is an international figure, right? So there's an istima, for example, in Hyderabad. She present the whole case to Sheikh Ramatari. They're talking about istima in Hyderabad. What do you feel about it? Then you see, they're also requesting me to come. What should I do? See, the humility. And the how he subjected himself. Then after that, after Sheikh has given the green light, and he's reached Hyderabad, he will say, we reach here now, and this is the tartib. First day, second day, third day of the istima, and this is the whole program. Any changes, any corrections, and then after that he'll give the whole report of the istima. But you see how they subjected themselves. And you already saw that side, he became Hazraji of the whole world, Arab and Ajam, right? Like never not precedented, right? You saw that side, but you saw this side, how careful he was. Hazrat Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he himself, right? It's a long story, but I just want to show you this side of it. He says, for such a long period, میں نے کوئی بات کوئی بھی بات علی صاحب کی اجازت کے بغیر میں نے نہیں کیا, یہاں تک کہ معمولی نشست و برخاست بھی ان کی اجازت کے بغیر نہیں. I didn't do anything without his permission. See that? See how their minds were, how they worked. Small things also, but not without the elder's permission. Whereas, as Ali Sahib used to say, towards the end, Allah Pak had it in taqdeer like this, but reality, they supposed to be in my maqam, and I was supposed to be in their maqam. That's how it is. But Allah Ta'ala planned it in this way. They supposed to be in my maqam. Him, Qasim Sahib, they supposed to be in my maqam, and I was supposed to be in their maqam. So you see this humility. So, uske baghair kuch nahi. You don't have that, and you're just going up, and at some point you just crash. It takes time, sometimes after 30 years, sometimes after 40 years, sometimes after 50 years. And Allah Pak make me mouth, but I saw all these people. I saw going so high, going like that, right? But they had an independent mind, not subjecting themselves to the elder. And then I saw the crashing point, I saw the how they were just escalating, and I saw how they fell. Then nobody, unko puchta bhi nahi. Now there was a time where they just landed at the airport, there were like 100 cars, you know, top of the range, branded names, right, to receive them. And then they fell, when they fell, nobody even talks about them, they see them, it's just a non-entity. But you see this, so that the secret with them was this, that they subjected themselves to the elder. Small things or big things may seem to be insignificant, but not without consulting the elder. That humility was there, was with them right throughout their lives. Right throughout. Our Palanpuri Sahib was impressing on his son. Right. He learned from Hazarji, so he's impressing on his son, you know. Baro ki jaat ke baghair. Ask. So he said, even going to toilet was asked. Alright, that's going to the extreme now. But how he's training his son, this is how he's supposed to be conducting yourself. You want to go straight and you want to keep progressing, and this is how you're supposed to be. Otherwise you reach a point and then after you just collapse. You get the popularity for a time and then you fall. You fall very hard. People are complaining, your friends are complaining, families are complaining, children are complaining, everybody's complaining. The whole thing falls. But that's for that person, uske sar ke upar koi bara nahi. When the troubles took place in Deoband, you know. So, by then I was finished, did my Hajj, and I said, I come and stay with Hazarji Rahmatullah Ali. So, Hazrat Ustia would have a sitting in the morning. Ustia would start off at about 8 o'clock, until about 10, 11 o'clock, right? So, one day I'm alone with him. See, someone is starting the majlis and he will come afterwards. So, I said, Mauli Ibrahim, aapko maalum hai, ye sab jagre ho rahe, kyun ho rahe? You know, that all these problems, and why these problems are taking place. That time I wasn't too, I heard something, but I was not too interested in all that. I came for some other work here. So his words were, ye sab log, ye sab be pire ho rahe. Ye sab be pire ho rahe. They don't have any person on there. So he's doing his own thing, So, is that approach of this right? The ways are they right? I got someone ask him, work with his mashwara, see what was the mansha, and then work, and you see the good in that. So So you see where we are lacking and where we are falling. So these things that we are falling in, that's where we are supposed to be working on. Right? Now in the car, for example, right, the brakes are not working. And you're just working on the accelerator. But you can see that thing is really, really a problem. The brakes are a problem. Now, where is you supposed to be focusing? On the problem area. The greater focus is supposed to be there. For now, you just avoided that, ignored that, and you're working on something else. Now, I'm putting the car. I'm making some islah. You're making the islah where it's required. So you're doing everything else, right? But you're not paying attention to that area which needs the attention. That area that needs the attention. My mother used to tell me, see, these old people, how they used to think. When she lost her mother, that's my nanny, right? Say, all right, we know everything is decreed, right? But the greatest concern I had after that was, now, you know, I had my mother, and she would correct me. Stop me for this, correct me for that, show me this, right? Now, who must I refer to now? See? But see how their minds were. But I need to be corrected. Now, she's a mother already about 3-4, but connected to a senior. Then what must I do here? How must I do it? Must I do this? Mustn't I do it? So you're getting a direction in life. And you feel a feeling of satisfaction and fulfillment. My senior is here, and I must take the direction from him. See that? How they work. That is why the hadith which says, let's make zikr until people say majnoon, right? So that's alright. People say majnoon is alright. But Allah must not declare you as majnoon. You're just doing zikr anyhow, any way, which way, randomly you're doing. So it mustn't be that Allah declares you majnoon. People may say something is alright. But it mustn't be that. Then go, one person is making zikr. And in the zikr now you start getting certain experiences, seeing lights and all that. So now Gangur Ram Das said, stop all this. Stop your zikr. So he felt that Hazrat doesn't know about the halat he's going through. Just warned him, but you're not going to do this thing here, you're not going to stop it, and just do what I'm telling you. You'll go insane. He carried on. I think it wasn't even 3 months and he went off. Completely off. See that? So this listening to your elder. See, the world presently, not only South Africa, but if you look at the halat of the Muslims presently, all over. Kisi ke sunne ke liye tayyar nahi. Nobody is prepared to listen. The small, the big, the learned, not the learned, but kisi bare ki sunne ka mizaj hi khatam ho gaya. The whole ethos, you know, the spirit of listening to someone senior, that is, he just went out of the life completely. Who is he now? He's not God. Why must I listen to him? See. But if your ego tells you, listen, do this, then you're prepared to do it. It becomes an ego thing. Itna bara naam ho jayega. You will talk about it. Your ego is running your life. So, you don't want elder, you want your ego to run your life. So that's the whole corruption, that's where it falls. So if there's something today that we need to work on is this thing here. Have some elder and listen to him. It's not just for out of convenience, listen to him. You see what he says, how he works, what's the mansha of the person. Alhamdulillah, we saw him quite close, right? So how he would work. He's handling people from absolute diverse backgrounds. Arabs, Africans, Indians, right, Americans, all over. So his time was this, that
If there's anything about fitna, you would go absolutely silent. As it is, you won't speak a lot. So now, I'm going to interact with people, and I'll lose out on zikr and Quran Sharif. And his style was Ramadan, only Ramadan, 62 khatam used to make. So now, if I want to talk too much to people, all that socialize, I'll lose out. But now he's a wanted figure, and now things will come onto his desk, right? So you can see it's fitna related, then you'll be totally silent, absolutely silent. Not this side, not that side, silent. Later on, people discovered that this was the formula shown by Umar radiallahu anhu. Later on, they discovered that you destroy fitna by silence. Just keep quiet, and the fitna will just die out. But now, you also put in your two cents, he's giving what happens was a small thing, and now it won't be beyond proportion. You can't control it. But you also contributed, you also spoke about it. What are the right thing? I don't know about this thing here, and I don't want to get involved. I don't want to get into this thing here. A fitna is like a crossfire, you know. It's a crossfire, right? And the safest thing at the time of a crossfire is to be at home. Because you want to spectate there, right? It's crossfire. Kya ho jayega? Something will just get you. What's the safer thing? Right? Stay at a safety zone, at a safe zone. It's not a time to go and entertain yourself. And excite yourself with what's going on. One bullet can come and smash you down. So that was his principle. A lot of things are happening. Someone is supporting this one here, someone is supporting that one. And obviously, you will be inclined towards the person that you like. You like the person, so you'll buy off his story. And after 1 year, you'll discover, okay, I was misinformed. So what are the safety? You got one senior, just listen to him. And other things, don't get involved. Not this side, not that side, just keep quiet. سَيَأْتِيكَ الْأَيَّامُ مَنْ لَمْ تُزَوِّدِي, right? The time will tell you. But now, we are impatient. Let's see, what's going to happen now? We became like the daily news, you know. The daily news, how it works, or any newspaper, how it works, is not to show you news, no. It's their business, right? That is their business. And the business can only function if every day they have something more exciting. So it'll be a small thing, right? But you know, the way they will present that thing, crashing news. So they want to attract your attention. And that's how the business will work. So now reading all these type of things, listening to the programs, that's how our minds become crashing news. So in this crashing news and crashing bayan, there's very little that comes out of it. The simple bayan, then there's a lot of to be achieved, right? Bayan is important. Bia inni aizuka an takuna min al-jahilin. Ansahu lakum, right? So the Anbiya's work was to give bayan, right? But it is a simple format. But they brought a whole revolution in people's life. See, not to impress, not to excite, not to entertain. Right? But the word of Allah Ta'ala, in a good way, just pass on the word of Allah Ta'ala with the elders, Mashwara, and see the change that will come afterwards. But now I'm looking for an exciting thing, trying to thrill the crowd, listening to this one here, listening to that one, and then thrilling the crowd. But they'll be thrilled, they'll see, wow, wow, wow. But what comes out of it? Yeah, now you're seeing that the simple jamaat that is going on, give a simple bayan, and you hear after that, you know that one statement you made, and from that point onwards, I never made any namaz qaza. All my namaz I did with jamaat. But now what was it? It was sincerity and it was simplicity. But now you give me an exciting bayan, right? But the greater concern is excitement and thrill. So do you see any change afterwards? You see any change? No change. But at the moment they are thrilled, they get excited, and that's the end of it. Sincerity and simplicity, that is the thing that counts. Allah Bhakti Fimsi.